Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Peace be upon you. These recent events that have happened in Christchurch, New Zealand, and prior to that in the synagogue in Pittsburgh, have really reminded us once again that we're living in deeply troubled times. Unfortunately, there are people out there that carry with them ideologies and beliefs that are completely incongruous with civil society and what enables us to live together. The Quran clearly states that the root of human problems is ignorance. And therefore the remedy is literacy, the remedy is knowledge. Cultural and religious literacy are extremely important, and these are what will engender in people empathy towards others that are different from them. The Quran reminds us that in your complexions are signs. The colors of people are signs to marvel at the glory of God. The Quran reminds us that we were created in peoples and in clans in order to know one another, not to despise one another, and that the most noble are the most pious and dutiful towards God and towards their fellow creatures. In order to promote religious literacy, we have to work. One of the people who has tirelessly worked at that is the Pulitzer Prize-winning author and historian, Dr. Gary Wills. He took a year out of his Christian life and devoted it to the study of the Quran to better understand Muslims. From that study came an extraordinary book, What the Quran Meant and Why It Matters. There's a video here that I really ask all of you to watch and to share with as many people as possible, because in 4 minutes, Dr. Wills sums up the essential message of the Quran, which needs to be understood in order for people to set aside their fears and this animus towards Muslims and their religion, which unfortunately has led to this tragic event in New Zealand, and we want to prevent from happening again. We can only do that through more understanding and more empathy. So thank you, and God bless you, and peace be upon you.
Of course, this was not the earliest revelation that there is only one God. That had been taught in Hebrew to the Jews and in Greek to the Christians before it was taught to Muslims in Arabic.